for the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio, exposed to a toxic train derailment in February, will have their DNA examined by a team from Case Western Reserve. Lead researcher Frederick Schumacher says they're looking for long and short-term metabolic, genetic, and autoimmune changes.
We've got a lot of personal stories, things that affected them directly at the moment from either the burn or the initial exposure, skin irritants and difficulty breathing and others.
Schumacher says the spill and burn-off of carcinogenic chemicals may have changed residents' risk profile.
Every time you do something from smoking to not exercising to eating poorly, you're kind of raising that risk for disease. So we're trying to understand if we develop interventions that allow people to go back the other way.
Since the spill, Congress hasn't passed any of the proposed railroad safety bills. 1,000 trains derail each year, according to federal figures, and a significant portion carry dangerous chemicals. More wildfire protection money could come to rural areas, with a federal application window reopening. And Susanna Brown says now these smaller communities can get application assistance.
Without the resources to make their applications competitive, research shows some smaller communities can miss out on grants. Kelly Pohl with Headwater Economics says they rank who gets wildfire funds by population.
All of this indicates that grants are being given to bigger communities. Those bigger communities have capacity to manage the projects.
The Forest Service hopes to address this in the new round of funding. Their Community Wildfire Defense Grants tool will make applying easier by calculating wildfire risk for every county. And community navigators can help spot funding opportunities and complete applications.
This gets applicants a long way towards having their application and the data that's required ready to go.
I'm Susanna Brown.
When Alice in Wonderland proclaimed, "Curiouser and curiouser," she might have been walking North Carolina's aptly named Road to Nowhere. Nearly a century ago, Swain County gave up private land so the federal government could build Fontana Lake. But the promised extension of Lakeview Drive around the water never happened. And Daily Yonder contributor Keith Royston says locals haven't forgotten.
Not surprising that people still have some bad feelings about this, but also interesting it's become a tourist attraction.
Royston says the 6.5-mile paved road now ends at a much graffitied tunnel. But with an influx of visitors, the National Park Service has decided it's popular enough to maintain.
It's still not going to go anywhere. I mean, it still is going to end at the tunnel. But it's kind of an acknowledgement of how much people like to visit.
Currently, the road is closed for repairs until mid-November. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.